This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two of Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. USA Radio, flagship station KBET here in Las Vegas. Proof of life. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of April. You know how far things have come? I have such a tough work week, man. I must have worked already a 12, 14-hour day. My gosh, I've been up since 5 in the morning working like crazy. And I'm already thinking about how tomorrow is. It's hump day. We're already halfway through the week tomorrow. I just have to get through the show, and I'm halfway through the week tomorrow. And then once I do tomorrow, it's a piece of cake. All I got left is Thursday and Friday, and boom, back to a wonderful weekend where I work some more. Wow. It has been a hellacious run of very hard work and a lot of projects, and I can't complain. A lot of things are coming my way, a lot of big deals. I'm trying to work on 20 deals at the same time. I think the biggest news story today has got to be Caitlyn Jenner exploring a run for governor of California. Caitlyn Jenner exploring a run against embattled California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is funny, but is this why we decided we wanted a recall so badly? So we could get Caitlyn Jenner as governor? We already don't have a mixed-up governor? You want a guy who's so mixed up he doesn't know if he's a guy or a girl? What's the saying going to be? The political campaign saying, a penis and a vagina in every pot. No need to choose ever again. I'm giving you everything. Caitlyn Jenner gives it all. The full Monty. I can just picture it all. Oh, my God. This country has come so far. Come so far. Now it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. It doesn't matter how confused you are. If you're a man who's become a woman. If you're an Olympic champion who's become an old hag. You're now the governor of California. Oh, my God. When will it stop? Stop making me laugh. You're all idiots. What fools? Caitlyn. How does Caitlyn talk? I've never heard Caitlyn Jenner talk. Yeah, I mean, I remember when Caitlyn was a man. Does she have, like, a woman's voice now? I don't even know. Does a man who becomes a woman have a woman's voice or a man's voice? I don't know. I'm so honest with you guys, I'm even going to tell you guys a story. You've inspired me. In 1989, I was the lead anchor man for Financial News Network, which then became CNBC a couple years later. So it was the precursor to CNBC. And I was the lead anchor hosting 5 sports shows on the weekend. And I was assigned to interview the Olympic decathlon champion, Bruce Jenner. And I knew Bruce Jenner's manager. And I went to Bruce Jenner's house, and I swear to you, my cameraman is still one of my best friends in the world. He's still alive. He'll verify this. We went to Bruce Jenner's house. And I did an interview with Bruce Jenner, and the entire interview, he was staring at my package. The entire interview, he was looking straight down at my zipper. And I went, I said to my cameraman, what the hell's going on here? This guy's America's favorite athlete, the most macho, coolest guy in the world. He can have any woman in the world, and he's staring at my zipper for a 1-hour interview. This can't be possible. I'm wrong, right? He said, no, Wayne. He was staring at your zipper. So I went home and I called his manager and I said, I don't understand. You and I have been friends. Is he gay? And he said, bingo. I don't talk about people's private lives, but as long as you're going to ask me, okay, yeah. So that's how I was introduced to what Bruce Jenner was in 1989. I knew what Bruce Jenner was, a very confused person. Oh, my gosh. What a world we're living in. Some good news on a topic like Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner. The Arkansas House votes to override the governor's veto of a bill preventing the use of surgeries and hormones on trans children. So Arkansas of the Arkansas Republican governor, Asen Hutchinson. He vetoed the bill called Save the Adolescents from Experimentation Act, which, you know, I always say in politics they name things so badly. So badly. Well, that one was not mislabeled. Because that is a good name. Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. If you want to change from a man to a woman, you know, I've always been pro-gay. I've always been pro-gay marriage. You want to get married? Get married. Knock yourselves out, you know? There's going to be a TV show. I'm telling you, I want to do it. It's called Gay Divorce Court. I want to be the producer of Gay Divorce Court. That will be the funniest show in the history of America. There are going to be so many gay divorces. Oh, my gosh. When two men realize that it's no fun at all living together, just like men realize that with women, when they realize two men living together is even harder than living with a woman, the gay men are never going to stay together. When they realize that, there's going to be so many gay divorces, and there's going to be Gay Divorce Court on TV, and it's going to be the funnest show ever to watch gay divorces. It's going to be hilarious when they have a catfight with each other. It's going to be the funniest show ever. So I've always been for gay marriage. You want to be gay, you want to be married, knock yourselves out. Have the same fun the rest of us do. That's why one out of two marriages end up in divorce. Come on. Give me a break. You think gay men are going to stay together? Instead of one out of two, it's going to be three out of four end up in divorce court. In any case, but they can have it. It's all theirs. I never stand in anybody's way. But, and if you want to change your sex, that's great too. God bless you. Go change your sex. As long as I don't have to pay for it in a prison or in the United States Navy or the Army. You know, if they join the military, say you have a sex change operation, that's a real problem for me. And you have no right to bill the taxpayers. But if you want to spend your own money, change your sex, no problem. But if you want to convince a child, a mixed up child, who's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, any child under the age of 18, a minor, is not qualified or competent to make a decision that will affect the rest of their life. That is so wrong. How the Arkansas Republican governor vetoed that bill, I have no idea. But it's great news to start the show off today by telling you that the Arkansas legislature overrode the veto, and that will become a law. More good news. I love to leave off the show with good news. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, has signed an executive order banning vaccine passports. Texas is the second state after Florida. Oh, I love DeSantis. I love Florida. You know, call me today, Russia Today, RTTV. Russia Today called me and they wanted to do an interview and they could have done it at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I'm so busy I had no time for any of them. And I asked them if they could carve out some time tomorrow. The interview is about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, what I think of him. So the Russians care what I think. I'm glad. It's too bad American media doesn't care. But the Texas governor, played copycat. Florida always first with the smartest bills. DeSantis prohibited the use of vaccine passports, and now the Texas governor signs an executive order banning vaccine passports. Thank you. God bless you. What a wonderful thing to do. We appreciate it. Thank you, Greg Abbott. I've called you a good governor, but not a great one. You're a bit of a rhino, but you're pretty good. And sometimes you're very good, and there's something very good. Congratulations. Good job by Greg Abbott. Still not as good as Ron DeSantis. He was there first. He's the Wayne Root of candidates, right? He's a guy that goes out on a limb and tells you what he really thinks and does the right thing, even if it's going to cost him bad publicity or political capital. So good job by Governor DeSantis, or I should say great job by Governor DeSantis being first, and good job by Governor Abbott being second. And my understanding is, in the rumor mill, I've heard that in Nevada we have this psychotic, mentally ill governor who, just like all the other mentally ill Democrat governors who, you know, kneel at the god of COVID and believe COVID is the world, COVID is the earth, we are the COVID. They should get together and sing a song, all the Democrat governors. We are the COVID. It's all that matters. We'll never go out again because we're freaking mentally ill. There's this. I got it. That is the song. I just wrote the first stanza of the song. That was good. Not bad for the top of my head. So Governor Sisolak is a mentally ill sissy. And I heard that he doesn't want to reopen the Nevada economy to 100% based on COVID rates, because COVID's going down so much and COVID death rates are going down to zero and COVID hospitalizations are way down. So he wants to change the metrics. I heard, I'm not saying this is true, this is what I heard from a very good source. He wants to change the metric. Change the metric now to the number of Nevadans who've gotten vaccines. He wants to tie reopening restaurants to the number of Nevadans who've gotten vaccine. What if you don't feel like getting a vaccine? How about if 40% of the population is never going to get your vaccine? Never. How about that one? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So you're never going to reopen restaurants the rest of all time? You're never going to reopen casinos to 100% for the rest of all time? Is that what you're going to do, you mentally ill, psychotic loser? Terrible person. Just awful person. If that's true. If that's true, that's sick. Because this has nothing to do with who's getting the vaccine. It has to do with who's mentally ill and who's not. Anyone who's afraid to come out of the house for a disease with a 99.98% survival rate is certified nuts. Mentally ill and afraid of your own shadow. Official snowflake for life. 99.98% survival rate. And by the way, Texas, which doesn't mandate vaccines, doesn't mandate masks, and no longer has any lockdown at all, 100% in restaurants, COVID is dropping like a rock. How do you explain that, Governor Sisolak? Any explanation? More good news, though. I get led with a couple of good news items. Here's another one. The mayor of North Las Vegas, who's my friend, John Lee, who's my only favorite Democrat, I believe the only Democrat I've ever let as a guest on this show, ever. Mayor John Lee, the only Democrat guest in the history, or invited friendly guest in the history of the show. I mean, I'd let any Democrat on to debate with me. You want to debate with me, Steve Sisolak, come on the show. Let's have a debate about masks and lockdowns. Oh, well, I give you a spanking, big boy. Big boy, better lift up those diapers, big boy. Better get ready for a spanking. But the North Las Vegas mayor is fabulous, and he announced on Fox News today he is changing over from Democrat to Republican because he can't stay in a party of socialists. And I'm guessing that means he's running for the Republican gubernatorial nomination against Steve Sisolak. So John Lee will be on this show today, announced it this morning on Fox and Friends, and he will be here in hour number 3 at 8:30 East Coast time, 5:30 West Coast time. Mayor John Lee is now a Republican.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of 6 things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the warrior, the root, the root, the root's on fire, as always. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is We the People. This is the newest grassroots group in Vegas. They started in Arizona. They're the group responsible for Arizona's forensic audit of the 2020 election. This group is for real. They make great things happen. They are conservative warriors for our Constitution, election integrity, and the will of the American people. And now they're here in Vegas to take back our state, giving us some hope. We the People Nevada Alliance is launching its first big event this Saturday at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center at 300 West Sahara near the Strip. It's where thousands of you showed up for my last two Trump parades. It's coming up fast. This Saturday at Ahern at 4 p.m. Doors open at 3. Event starts at 4. It ends at 6. So it's a quick event. I am the keynote speaker. Keynote speaker, none other than Wayne Allen Root. I know that guy. Other speakers include Mike Lindell of MyPillow, George Papadopoulos, Patrick Byrne of Overstock.com, Joe Von Pulitzer, one of the great experts on election fraud, and local Nevada GOP political stars, too many to name. So many rising GOP stars in this state. Make sure you RSVP right now. The event is free. Great speakers, great content. We the People will take back our state. RSVP at WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com, WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com, or keep it really simple. Just go to Eventbrite and search for Fight for Freedom. At the very top it says search. You put in Fight for Freedom, and it takes you right to the event. There's my smiling picture with the President of the United States, and I will be the keynote speaker of the event this Saturday, 4 o'clock. Doors open at 3, Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. Go to Eventbrite, search for Fight for Freedom. Be there or be square. Be there or be nowhere. So lots of things to tell you about. There's lots and lots and lots of things to tell you about. I was mentioning that Later on in the show, we're going to have Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, who just switched from Democrats to Republicans today, saying he's not a socialist, can't be in a party of socialists. And that made national news all over the country, and he was on Fox and Friends this morning, and lots of good things happening. Here's a guy who's pro-life, pro-gun, doesn't want, I assume, open borders, no more lockdowns, and loves lower taxes, not higher. He's pro-business. He's a small businessman himself. Doesn't want to get rid of the cap on property taxes. Everything about him makes him a Republican. I always wondered why he was a Democrat, and that's it. I guess he was an old-time, from his mom and dad, Democrat. We'll find out. He's on the show today in about 1 hour from now. You'll hear Mayor John Lee, who's made big national news today, switching to the Republican Party and calling the Democrats a bunch of socialists. Mitch McConnell, sounds like Wayne Root, said to the press today, and to all the woke corporations, Republicans drink Coca-Cola too, and we fly Delta, and we like baseball, Major League Baseball, and you're all killing yourselves. We're all going to go broke when we boycott you, and even Mitch McConnell says it and knows it. And I mentioned yesterday on the show, that's my new book. That is my new book. It's so far tentatively titled The Great Patriot Boycott List. Literally, I have a staff of people now, a bunch of people, I think there's 10 of them, working day and night for the next 2 weeks to get me the names of all the top corporations in America that are just peeing in your face as a patriot and a conservative and a Christian. And literally telling you, we don't want you as a customer anymore. We don't care what you think. And screw you. You're a Neanderthal. And we're about to screw them back. Because I'll bet you money, just like Trump Rules, my book became number one in America in 12 different categories. I'll bet this one becomes number one, period, out of all books at Amazon and number one in bookstores. And it's going to come out in 4 to 6 weeks. I'm rushing to get this thing out now to give everyone the Great Patriot Boycott List, all the contact information for us to protest and hound these people and let them know they're going to lose all our business. And if you so choose, boycott them, if you choose. See, my belief is no corporation should come out and say anything about politics. No, none should. There's no reason to. There's no reason to say a word about politics. And so I'm not asking them to be conservative. I'm telling Delta Airlines, shut the F up. I'm telling American United, shut up. You don't need to be a conservative. You don't need to be pro-Trump. You don't need to say a damn thing. Just don't talk. Because at least half your customers are Republican, maybe 60%. Why turn them off? Don't say anything. Don't. Why would you be against voter ID when every single company that's coming out against voter ID in Georgia needs and requires and asks for, demands voter ID when you check out at the cash register at their stores? Every retail store asks for your driver's license. They all ask for ID. Most of them, quite a few businesses ask for ID just to get involved. In other words, Delta won't let you on the airplane without ID. Major League Baseball won't let you pick up tickets without ID. Don't you need ID to get in the locker room? Are they going to let me in the locker room at a Major League ball field? How about Coors Field in Denver where they're moving the All-Star game? Can I get on the field and play second base? Because I swear I'm an All-Star baseball player. And you cannot ask for my ID.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a more contagious UK variant coronavirus strain has been found in all 50 states. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci expressing his concern on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race.
Over 15,000 cases of the variant have been detected across the country. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret pulling the All-Star game from his state. The Republican governor says Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Georgia and accused the league of following cancel culture. The game will be played July 13th at Coors Field in Denver. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. The Root... ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. $1.9 trillion in stimulus. Most of it going to bankrupt cities and states and counties. Trillions in infrastructure spending. Tens of trillions on a Green New Deal. Those people are all rushing through the border. You're going to have to pay for all their welfare for the rest of all time. When they have children, pay for their medical bills. It's all insanity. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. We've got our guest here, Doug Badger, calling in as a visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. Doug, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Doing well, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, look, I'm a person who has argued again and again. I'm not a Johnny-come-lately. I'm not a backseat driver. I boldly stepped up when no one else is willing to in March of last year. Actually, in late February of last year, I'm on record as saying lockdowns won't work, mask mandates won't work. And sure enough, in the last year, I would say if you compare the states who have mask mandates and lockdowns with the states who didn't have mask mandates, didn't have lockdowns, or had very light ones, not very restrictive ones, or got rid of them very quickly, the states without the lockdowns or the very light lockdowns did much better overall with deaths and hospitalizations. But even if it was even, the economy survived. People didn't lose their jobs. People didn't lose their restaurants. People didn't lose their businesses they worked their whole lives for. So I think the evidence is in. I know liberals think the exact opposite. I believe that that lockdowns do not work. Mask mandates do not work. And you're better off saying if you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't want to wear one, don't wear one. If you want to lock down, lock down. If you want to close your business, close down. But if you don't, don't. That would be my opinion. Is that where the Heritage Foundation comes down on?
Yeah, well, we certainly have written a great deal about this subject, making the point you're making. Let me take, for example, the state of Florida, which has no mask mandate, and which the governor, Governor DeSantis, has been repeatedly criticized for lifting the lockdowns too early, for opening schools, and doing all the things that people said would lead to catastrophe. Now, the thing you need to know about Florida is we have the second oldest population in the country. More than
So wait, let me interrupt. Doug, when you say we, you live in Florida, right? Is that correct?
I live in Florida. So I'm seeing firsthand that this has not been a catastrophe. More than one in five Floridians is over the age of 65. Only New Hampshire has a higher level. And as we all know, the instances of severe illness leading to hospitalization and death is way disproportionately on the side of people in their 70s and 80s. When you look at our deaths among age 65 per million seniors, comparing us across states, we come in 40th. Okay, there are 39 states with higher COVID-related death rates than Florida has when you adjust for population. So it's not just that Florida has better than average on COVID-19 deaths and cases and so forth. It's that this should have been the state that would have far and away, given its population and the number of elderly that are here, far and away the worst state. And yet, with really no big lockdowns, no school closures, and no mask mandates, we've done okay.
Yeah, you've done more than okay. You've done fabulous. I think DeSantis is, other than Donald Trump himself, I think DeSantis is the front runner for president of the United States on the Republican side. I think Ron DeSantis is fabulous. A breath of fresh air. We know that Trump will never run again with Pence. Pence stabbed him in the back, and I don't think any of Trump's voters like him. So if Trump runs again, I'll bet you he picks DeSantis as his running mate. And if Trump doesn't run, I would say DeSantis is the front runner for president of the United States. How does that sound to you?
Well, I'm not up on politics. I know that Governor DeSantis is going to have a very tough re-election campaign as governor next year. The long knives are out against him. 60 Minutes did a really irresponsible hit job on him on Sunday night.
Well, they just lied, didn't they? They just slammed him, didn't they?
Yeah, they completely misread. And even CNN, Axios, and others in the mainstream media have sort of taken 60 Minutes to task. They went really over the top in doing it. But the point is, there are going to be a lot of people out to unseat Governor DeSantis in November of 2022. Certainly, if he prevails next year, he now has a national profile, thanks in part to his critics, and thanks mostly to the fact that his critics were dead wrong.
Well, look at what's interesting, and we're talking to Doug Badger, who is a visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. Doug, if you look at Texas, liberals can't understand, but Florida's in the same boat, right? You get rid of the mask mandate, you get rid of the lockdowns, you say that restaurants and bars can open again and be at 100%, not even at like 50, 100% in Texas, and I believe Florida's the same thing for a long time now, and COVID is going down. And COVID deaths going down, and COVID hospitalizations going down, and they asked Fauci about it today. Dr. Fauci has no answer. He doesn't know what to say. He's tongue-tied. How do you explain, let's hear, being that you're someone who's looked at this issue, how do you explain that a Texas gets rid of the mask mandate, gets rid of the lockdown, and gets restaurants back to 100%, and COVID drops dramatically, and then I heard today number one in cases in the country is Michigan, which is the single most lockdown and masked state in the country, and they're leading the country in cases. How do you explain that?
Well, the Michigan governor explained it by saying Floridians were going up there. I'm here to tell you, nobody leaves Florida for Michigan, okay? It just doesn't happen. But there are a couple of things that are going on here. First of all, the approach the public health experts have taken to this pandemic from the beginning is to restrict us, to curb our freedoms, to try to scare us into or out of certain behaviors. But I think what's begun to happen is that people have educated themselves about this disease. There are people, older people, people who are obese, people with certain pre-existing lung conditions, who know that they're at serious risk of grave illness and even death if they get this. So they take precautions. Just because restaurants are open doesn't mean that an 83-year-old with lung disease should go eat at a restaurant. And I think people kind of get that, and they do what you're supposed to do in a democratic republic. They self-regulate. They minimize their risk. And I will say, with respect to the vaccines, we're at a point where nationally, 75% of people 65 and older have gotten at least one shot. We're up to about 53% who are fully vaccinated. And so even as we're seeing an uptick in cases, I don't think we're going to see an increase in hospitalizations and deaths. In fact, those continue to decline because the people at gravest risk of those sorts of things are getting vaccinated and avoiding exposing themselves to this contagion.
Well, listen, I think the most ridiculous thing about this entire pandemic, and I said from day one, it's real. I knew that people were dying in China back in February when no one even knew what was going on. I said there's a horrible pandemic ripping through China, and literally thousands and thousands of people are dying, and they're not reporting how many are dying. It's incredible, and it's headed this way. So I'm not a denier. I've always said there is a pandemic, but no one is admitting that in 1968-69, we had the same pandemic. It was called the Hong Kong flu pandemic. Same place it started, Asia, and basically China, and people, it was the same kind of germ, it's a COVID germ, and they never closed a single sporting event. 60,000 people went to baseball games and football games, and 100,000 people went to Nebraska football games. In the middle of a pandemic over two seasons, they never closed Broadway, they never closed the Vegas Strip, they never closed restaurants. Nobody ever closed anything. We had Woodstock at 69. You know, hundreds of thousands of kids had sex and dropped LSD, and nobody was scared they were going to die from the Hong Kong flu. So there was never any need to lock down the world or mask the world. No one wore masks. There were no lockdowns. Why is now any different than 1968-69? Why can't we still go to ball games? Why does everyone need masks? We all survived the Hong Kong flu. Why would we not have all survived COVID? Makes no sense.
Yeah, I think that part of this is that the epidemiologists and others relied on computer models that told them that if you social distance and wear masks, you can curb the spread of the virus. Look, it's a virus. It's contagious. It will spread. You can reduce your risk, but you can't eliminate it. And so I think we, I don't want to say overreacted to it, but I think we reacted badly to it. And certainly the results speak for themselves.
Yeah, I think I will say we overreacted. I have no problem. I think we overreacted. In any case, Doug Badger, visiting fellow in domestic policy studies at one of my favorite groups, the Heritage Foundation. Always good people, good conservative philosophy, good free market philosophy. Doug Badger, thanks for checking in with Wayne on the Roof.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, another Florida man. Florida handled this better, I think, than any state in America, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis. I sure hope he gets reelected. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a statement by President Trump, the 45th President of the United States, from the office of President Donald J. Trump. Still calls himself the office of the President of the United States. I think that's very cool. He is the President of the United States. Once you're president forever, so even if he lost, he's the president, but I don't think he lost, and I think none of you believe he lost. I don't think he lost. I know he didn't lose. I know this election was stolen, so he is still the 45th president of the United States. And it's interesting because the way liberals are crazy people, but they're also smart people at the same time as being crazy. And so if you give an inch, they take a mile. And so they're trying to say that Georgia is the most prejudiced, racist state, and the Republican Party of Georgia and the Republican elected officials just passed the most horrible thing. It's Jim Crow. We're not going to let black people vote. Actually, it was a crappy bill. It wasn't even a good bill. Me and Donald Trump think so alike. It's scary. I came out on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, ahead of Easter, and I said, we got to boycott Delta. We got to boycott Major League Baseball. We got to boycott the Catholic Church over the way they treated that poor woman, Deidre Hairston, 28 years old, pregnant with a one-year-old, kicked her out of the church because she put her mask down for a minute because she was out of breath because she's pregnant and trying to keep control of a one-year-old. And they kicked her out, had the police kick her out and said, never come back to this church. And Donald Trump, sure enough, said, let's boycott all these companies. Time to boycott all of them because there's no choice. I don't want a boycott. I hate boycotts. I'm a conservative. I don't believe in boycotts. Let everyone buy from whoever they want to buy from. Right? I don't want to boycott anybody, but there's no choice anymore. It's very obvious that these companies all hate us. And if a company hates you, you're not going to buy from them anymore. You don't have an obligation to buy from them. Anyway, Georgia, they're all coming out against Georgia. Georgia's law sucks. I read it, and the first thing I thought was, this law is terrible. Well, that's what Democrats are doing this on purpose. Of course it's terrible. They don't want anything that even is a hint of election integrity. So this has a hint of election integrity. It's only got one good thing, voter ID. Other than that, the rest of it is horrible. And great minds think alike, because here's Trump coming out saying how horrible it is. Here's the statement by Donald J. Trump. Georgia's election reform law is far too weak and soft to ensure real ballot integrity. Election day is supposed to be election day, not election week or election month. Far too many days given the vote. Agreed. Too much mischief can happen during this very long period of time. Agreed. You saw that in the 2020 election. Governor Brian Kemp and Georgia Secretary of State should have eliminated no-excuse widespread mass mail-in voting, agreed, gotten rid of the dangerous and unsecure drop boxes, agreed, and should have kept an expanded signature verification to do matches against the historical voter file, agreed, among other things. Hope the rhinos are happy. Kemp also caved to the radical left-wing woke mob who threatened to call him racist if he got rid of weekend voting. Well, he kept it, and they're still calling him a racist. See? Trump is so on the money. On the money. The minute I read this Georgia law, I said the only good thing about it is they're going to ask for voter ID for all these mail-in ballots. But why are they even allowing mail-in ballots? No other country in the world does. And no other country in the world has no voter ID. It's no big deal to ask for voter ID. No big deal at all. I don't think they're asking for enough ID. A driver's license isn't enough in states where they allow illegals to register at DMV to drive. They automatically get a driver's license. They can then use that to vote. So even that's not good enough. So when I read it, I said the same thing. This bill is not good enough. This is not a great bill. Democrats are making it like it's the end of, all black people voting as we know it. The reality is this bill did almost nothing. So this is the way Democrats act. When you do almost nothing, they go insane and act like you're Adolf Hitler. Because they want to win 100 out of 100. They want one-party rule. They want the whole world voting. Everyone voting 12 times. They want homeless people voting. They want illegals voting. They want felons voting. They want people in prison voting. And they're not going to rest till they win every election because they fixed the system and rigged the system so that they keep winning. So that the bad people of the world get a vote every single time, and the good people are the ones who have a hard time. You know, our votes are canceled out every time. That Georgia bill is nothing. The only good thing about it is voter ID. That's it. My buddy Larry Greenfield is a brilliant political commentator. He wrote a column for a Jewish newspaper and pointed out all the lies about the Georgia reform bill. And he said, they said it does this terrible thing, it doesn't. This terrible thing, it doesn't. This terrible thing, it doesn't. It actually does almost nothing. And I sat there and said, Larry, what you're telling me is I should be upset. Republicans are the ones who want to be upset over the Georgia election integrity bill because it doesn't give you election integrity. It barely does anything for you. So why are the Democrats even mad, I said. And he said, I don't know. And I said, I know, because it has voter ID, and that alone cuts some of their votes. They can't stand that. All right, this segment is sponsored by Energized Health. And normally I tell you how great they are, and you should call them, and I just lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I look the best of my life, and it's all true. And it's the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, all true. And I tell you to call them at 888-444-8895 and get 40% off. 888-444-8895 and get 40% off. But I got to tell you, more importantly now, a week from this Saturday, they're having an event at Ahern Hotel. Yes, we all use Ahern Hotel. Fabulous. Ahern Hotel, Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. So show up at 10 o'clock or so and get ready for the best presentation you've ever seen that will change your life and energize your life and make you healthy and make you look the best of your life and lose all the dangerous fat. Ahern Hotel, Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 a.m.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.